Yep, it is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That allegedly is Dr. Drew over there in St. Louis. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854. No.
No.
8404051. Even with the time difference, you know that's not the fax number, don't you, Drew?
Absolutely not. That's correct.
Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, he's been kind enough to take time out of his busy pimping schedule and join us here on his own show, Loveline.
Somebody cares about his affiliates and goes around and checks things out.
Yeah.
Develop relationships with people in these various towns.
Yeah, that's good, buddy. Woo, that's a good one. That is good. That's funny. I got to get a scratch pad here, right there. Develop, what'd you call that, affiliate relations?
That's it.
Yeah. I know when I retell that joke tomorrow, it's not going to be as funny. I got to write this down. All right, so seriously, what are you doing in St. Louis?
Speaking at Washington University.
I see. All right, everybody. How'd it go over there?
Excellent. And I'm here at the Union Station, just outside of that, St. Louis.
Uh-huh. How's the facilities over there?
Adam. I'm at 97.1 here. This is a new talk station. These facilities are spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassing how nice they are.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, L.A.'s the second biggest market, but we really have a crappy studio here.
I just had this discussion with people here about not only radio, but also like video satellite tours.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Nashville, and it's just state-of-the-art. Los Angeles? Crap.
Yeah. This place, this whole building needs what you call like a mercy killing.
Yeah.
It's like a cancer patient that's been on an iron lung for too long. Someone's got to pull the plug on this Westwood 2 building over here and just demolish it. We'll work out of a trailer for a few months while they build the new facility. Will be nicer than this.
Radio hospice.
That's right. That's what Westwood 2 needs over here. All right. Allegedly, we have a couple of girls from Grosse Pointe coming in tonight. Although I have not seen them in here yet, so they should show up. Also, Drew, you'll be glad to know that three of my biggest fans, I would make the fourth, actually, three have showed up tonight. The girls who wrote my name on their sneakers, I mean, they're really...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember, you know, you ever see that footage of like, Donny Osmond in the 70s or maybe Leif Garrett or one of these teen idols? It's like that, except for I just have three. I have a crowd of three women. They're like, they're crying, they're trembling. You'd be laughing your ass off. Anne was into it for about the first 10 seconds, and now she's had an ass full.
It's out of control.
It's Adam Mania over here, Drew.
I might like call an ambulance. I'm disturbed.
Yeah, we should really get Child Protective Services involved here. None of you girls should go home to your homes. There has to be something wrong on the home front. Probably wholesale abuse, probably drug abuse, heroin abuse.
No,
they're shaking their heads. They're saying they're good. They're saying they're fine. All right. Drew. You know, I like people that like me, but then I get nervous. I don't trust them.
Well,
wow. They're beautiful young girls, and they have my names on their sneakers, so they're good by me.
It's nerve-wracking because it's sort of like, how could they?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for solidifying that thought, though, there, Drew.
Nice.
All right, so we're not going to talk about Grosse Pointe yet because the girls aren't in here yet. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Man Show tonight with the big corn episode. This is where we joined the band Korn. This is a fantastic episode. I actually saw it on satellite earlier today. Fantastic, Drew.
Must have been moving.
Well, what you call gripping.
Yeah.
All right, must see. So where are we going here, Drew? You got control of the board over there?
I got control. Jim's up.
Jim, you're 27. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, this is nice.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes,
yeah.
We are.
Okay, here's the deal. My wife is pregnant, or... We have three kids together, and with our third kid, she had her tubes tied, and she got pregnant again.
Oh, boy.
And it was a tubal. So when we had that one aborted, we had another tubal ligation done, and now she's showing the symptoms that she's pregnant again. I'm wondering, is there anything like an infection or anything like that that could be a symptom of, or make it seem to us that she's pregnant again?
What are the symptoms she's having?
She's starting to swell. She hasn't had her period.
Right.
You know,
what the hell kind of sperm are you pumping there,
I know,
Jim?
Exactly.
It's the right stuff.
My God, you're going right through a cauterized piece of scar tissue.
And rubber bands.
and rubber bands. And Drew, is this what happens if you have your tubes tied and you get pregnant? Is it always a tubal pregnancy at that point?
Not always, but you're at higher risk for that kind of thing.
And now,
again, you definitely just got to get checked out, Jim. Definitely, all right?
Okay, so do I just need to have mine pulled out completely?
Well, it sounds like, yeah, there should be a double whammy here.
Yeah.
She keeps recanalizing her. Your sperm is from hell, and it just leapfrogs across the divide there.
Yeah, your balls should be buried in some well in Nevada. Some old nuclear test site or something. Yeah, that is quite a testament to to Jim's manhood, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
Knock up a chick who's had her tubes tied. Marie?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I like older men, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have fantasies about them, like having sex. And I've had this in sixth grade.
Yeah?
And...
How old?
Like 30 and above.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah?
I know, it's really weird.
You ever been with an older guy?
Yeah, once, a couple months ago.
How old?
He was 30. I went out with him for a month, and on New Year's Eve, we broke up.
Yeah.
He was 30?
And now I...
Did he know how old you were?
Well, he thought I was 16.
Yeah, I thought you were 16.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know how it is. You break up on New Year's. I've done that many times. Each year, one of my resolutions is no more statutory rape. Yeah.
Plus, she was getting a little old for him, too.
Quit smoking, ease up on the booze, and stop raping the teenagers. I say it every year. I say that. I never follow through.
Did you have sex with the guy? Marie?
Huh?
Did you have sex with this guy? With this jerk?
No. Well,
all right, good. Although, that, from Anna's point of view, that's even worse.
Well, yeah, that makes him even more flawed. It's a different kind of flawed, but it's even a deeper flaw, in my opinion.
Thank God it's not as damaging to Marie. But listen, Marie, just any guy, what you don't understand is that any guy that would date you is disturbed. It's not so much that it's abnormal for you to have fantasies about
old guy. Any old guy, Drew.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, any guy that she is fantasizing about in his 30s is flawed if he responds to that.
Right.
To have the fantasies are one thing, but the guys that would respond to that are, when you're 20, you'll look at that and just absolutely cringe. You'll freak out.
Where's your dad, Murray?
He's at my house.
Yeah, no. Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's great.
Right. Why do you think you have this attraction for older men?
I honestly don't know.
Was he gone a lot when you were little?
No, he was great. He took me places.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he was great.
All right. Well, listen, you have this fantasy. You haven't had sex with any old guys yet, right?
Well, I've kissed him.
Hey, you kissed.
30-year-old.
All right. But, all right, so have the fantasy and don't act on it.
Okay,
Don't.
I had this fantasy about getting laid when I was in high school.
Right.
Thank God I never acted on it. Yes, go ahead, Murray.
My friend, she loves you.
Mm.
Here, can she love you?
No, not as much as the three that are here.
No, she loves you more than that. She wrote her name.
How dare you attempt to taint the love of the three fans that have showed up tonight by putting on some floozy who loves me more? I don't believe it for a second.
Her mom loves Dr. Drew.
Well, now I know there's a problem. Listen, I could fill your friend's love of me into a thimble, whereas the love of the three girls that have showed up tonight I could not fill into the Atlantic Ocean would not. The pit that was formerly known as the Atlantic Ocean would not hold their love. Is that right, ladies? Yes, it is.
No.
Look
talk
at
to
them.
You?
This is great.
Can she talk to you?
Yes, very quickly, though. I don't want to upset the
Adam,
three. Yes.
I love you.
I love you, but it's a different kind of love.
I have your name all over my shoe, and I have you on my math notebook.
That's with the shoe thing.
Yeah.
That's with the shoe.
Well, we have notebooks over here.
Yeah, and my friend says you're an Italian pimp. She loves you.
That's right. Often mistaken for Jewish because of my sense of humor.
Yeah, but we know you're not Jewish, Adam, because we love you.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the Jews. Don't get them wrong.
Yeah, we have a Jewish pimp, too.
Fine.
That's nice.
This Mordecai, the pimp. All right. Thank you there, Lacey. You know, Drew, you know what's funny?
Nothing about what I just heard, but go ahead.
No, whenever I, you know, all the years I did construction, no one thought I was Jewish. They always knew I was Italian because what Jew in his right mind would be schlepping under a building?
You know what I'm saying?
Now that I'm doing comedy, I'm Jewish.
Yeah. Well, listen, your construction, a Jew doesn't even occur to them, right? Like, that's not even the list of possible
ethnicities. Most of the guys on the site don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Jew, let me think. Oh, Juju. You mean that candy? Juju B? Juju something? All right. Where are we here, Drew? Are you going to take another call?
My computer just screwed up on me.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll forge ahead here, and we'll speak to Stacy, who's 22. Stacy?
Hi.
What's up?
I have a friend, and she's really promiscuous. She sleeps around a lot. And I want to know how to intervene without, like, preaching to her.
Well, I understand. How else are you going to get her attention without talking to her about what it is she's doing?
Well, I want to talk to her about it. I just don't want to preach to her.
What's she doing?
She just sleeps around a lot.
How much?
Like, she goes to the bar and meets a guy, and she lives with me, too.
So. Stacey, are you jealous?
No.
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You must get her to understand the reality of what she's doing. Your job is to keep confronting her with the reality. I see it. What you're doing disturbs me because, don't be preachy, just tell her that I'm worried about you, here's what I see happening, here's how I experience it, and ultimately, if she doesn't change her behaviors, and if you really want to help her change, you're going to have to be willing to leave her. Because people that get involved in compulsive, self-destructive behaviors stay very steeped in denial, and the only way you can break through that is by saying, look, I can't stand to see this anymore. If this continues, I'm going to have to leave this relationship. I can't. You don't support the problem, but go ahead and support the recovery. So if she starts making change, then say, I'll be happy to be back in your life. But as long as you're going down this slope you're on, I can't participate.
And then call her bitch. Hey, Stacey.
But yeah. loss is oftentimes the only thing that gets people's attention.
Oh, the chick's having a little fun. Stacey's married, right, Stacey?
Yeah.
What are you living with this girl for if you're married?
She didn't have a place to go. Her mother kicked her out.
So she's living with you and your husband?
Yes.
And, that's always bad times.
Well, why did her mom kick her out?
They just got in an argument. Her mother has three other kids.
It was kind of sexual acting out. It's clearly something going on. I mean, mom may have been abusive, or she may be bipolar. She may be an addict, your friend. I mean, who knows what's going on? If you really want to help her, maybe get her some.
Well, I know her family situation. It's not
a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, her parents were divorced and then remarried, and they were into coke, and
there you go.
You know, she saw them drinking and doing everything. So.
Yeah, well, but she has the gene herself.
Hey, Stacy, see if you can lead her to a little help. All right.
Okay.
All right. See, you sound like a good friend. You're not just fat and married and jealous, are you?
No.
No.
I'm not jealous.
Just fat and married? No. Okay.
Oh,
I get process of elimination. No, Stacey, you're a good friend. Lead her to some help. She's going to need a little therapy and maybe a little Al-Anon or something like that.
No, 12 step. Sounds like she's a really good addict herself.
She told me she's been through that. But
you don't be through it. That's a lifelong process.
That's right.
Continuing to stay connected with a sponsor.
That's right. It's like me with my sobriety. Every day I have another drink. Hey, I went to Kathy Griffin's wedding today.
How was
that? Speaking of having a drink.
Yeah, I bet it was nice, huh?
Yeah, it was good times. A nice gift basket.
Did you get on extra and all that stuff?
No, you know me. The People magazine was there, I guess, and extra and some other news organizations like that, and I hid. And Kathy's so funny. It's like I'm at her wedding, and she grabbed me, and she goes, did you talk to extra? I said, no. What? Oh, you haven't talked to extra? I was like, how many weddings you go to where you speak to a news crew? And then what do you say? You know, you always say something stupid. And they're not going to use me anyway.
Right.
I mean, they had real celebrities there.
Right.
So I just hid. Anyway, it was a good time.
Good instinct.
Thank you. Kathleen?
Oh, hi.
You're 14. What's up?
Well, I want to say that I love the both of you.
Thank you.
I'm really nervous. This is my first time calling.
Is my name on your shoes?
No.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have time for you then.
That is such a disappointment for you, Adam.
You
put her on hold.
Yes, I won't talk to her anymore. I'll only talk to people who have my name on their shoes.
No, she's back.
Oh, really?
Oh, baby.
You think she is? Kathleen?
Oh, my God. There
Hi.
She is.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
I put
all right.
my name on your shoes.
Thank you.
Oh, no, Kathleen.
Shoes. Please.
Don't
please.
Worry.
Thank
Not
you.
Not mine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. My problem is, like, I like, lie all the time to my friends about, like, really stupid things, like, all the time.
Give us an example.
Well, like, I'll lie about knowing somebody and having talked to them about something, or, like, about things that have happened in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like, I don't know, like, oh, well, I can't think of...
All right, well, let me jump in, because, Drew, we talk to these people quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's never anything specific. I mean, they never have examples.
Well, it's
always sort of, it's nickel and dime stuff.
It's their esteem is so low that they need some way to try to feel better about themselves when they initiate.
It's not even real. It's not even really grandiose lying either.
No.
It's just kind of BS lying.
It's like exaggeration.
Right, Kathleen?
Yeah.
I mean, you never said you were, part of any Olympic team or...
Oh, no. It's about really stupid things.
Right. Well, so if it's sort of nonsense, why don't you just drop it?
Well, I don't know, why. I think about it a lot, why I do this, and I just, I want to know if there's something wrong with me, and I just can't bring myself to stop.
What about the control issue? Isn't it a way of having control over somebody if you think about it?
Yeah, but it's really an esteem issue. I don't feel adequate in the moment, so I just blurt out something that makes me feel slightly better. Also, sometimes people learn this behavior, too. Was your mom or dad real dramatic or exaggerate a lot?
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. Is there anything about them we should know?
Your dad a blowhard?
Well,
what's your dad do for a living? We'll figure out if he lies.
He's an FBI agent.
Liar.
Whoa.
I am not lying.
He's a liar.
No, he's really controlling, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not very nice to my mom. I mean, he didn't beat her or anything. And he doesn't live with us right now. He works somewhere else, but...
Eating disorder, Kathleen?
Sorry?
Eating any food issues for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is eating disorder stuff.
All right, babe. What should she do?
How bad is your eating disorder?
Well, I don't really have it anymore, but a few years ago, I used to throw up everything I ate and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not good.
I throw up all the booze I drank.
Did you?
Well, did I have a lot of other habits too, actually.
Like what?
Like I pull my hair out and I pick at my skin and stuff.
All right. Have you been treated for any of this?
No.
All right, so you have an eating disorder and maybe some obsessive compulsiveness. And part of it being obsessive compulsive is having intrusive thoughts and having compulsive behaviors that you can't control. And part of that may be these sort of little lines that you blurt out. And certainly the eating disorder needs treatment, and all of that will focus on self-esteem and help you with the biology of being obsessive compulsive. So please get some help with this. This is pretty serious.
All right, so what is she supposed to do?
Well, she got to start with her. I'm sure
they have a Liars Anonymous.
They actually do, but I don't, that's not, she needs her eating disorder treated. That's
just like a fill in the punchline with the Liars Anonymous. Really?
No,
well, I mean, they have a Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah, but that is a destructive behavior that happens progressively.
All right.
But lying isn't a progressive thing.
Drew, I feel really bad because, what, Drew, you want to take a guess as to what I'm wearing tonight?
Ann's Abercrombie pants.
What, is there a camera in the studio? I'm wearing a shirt you haven't seen in a little while. I haven't really busted it out this season.
A gray, gray.
Oh, no. Drew, you called my outfit. The West Virginia shirt?
Yeah, I was going to say a school shirt. The gray shirt with Ann's pants and then a work shirt over that.
No work shirt. I was in too big a rush.
Okay.
All right.
With the paint on this paint now on the Abercrombie pants.
No, dare you? I've not painted since Ann gave me these pants, and if I did, I'd put on fishing waders. I would not chance wearing Ann's pajamas in front of paint. All right, there, buddy. Geez, Drew guessed my outfit. Anyway, the point was, I wish I knew my number one fans were coming in tonight. I would have dressed a little nicer, Damien.
Hi.
You're 24. What's up?
Well. Let's see, I've dated this girl for about 2 years, and everything was great, and one day she said, I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah.
And this was about almost a year ago, and I'm still finding it, very hard to get over her.
Are you still in a relationship with her? Do you have a friendship?
No, I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Good.
You masturbate to her excessively? Huh? Yeah? Oh, yeah. How often?
How often?
Yeah, like every day?
Pretty much.
Yeah, you get that wet, weird vengeance whack going.
They call that venge whack. Venge whack.
The VW. Oh, yes. Done it many times myself. Still do it from time to time, surprise myself.
But then you would obsess about going over there and trying to retrieve your baseball mitt.
I would have made an excuse. How come you're not trying to win her back feverishly?
I don't know. I mean, I tried talking to her about it, but she'd hang up the phone on me. And
she's made it abundantly clear she wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's no crack of light coming through the door, right?
No, I try to date other people,
right?
And all I can think about is her.
Yeah. Hey, Damien, there ain't nothing you can do about it other than live your life.
Let it go.
No. Here's what I'm gonna say. Because we haven't talked about this in a while, Drew. Because you and I have both been there, right?
Yeah.
That horrible pit feeling, that stomach feeling,
exactly.
That pain, that inescapable pain. No matter how much fun you're having, you're not having fun. You get drunk, you get stoned, you're even having a worse time because then you start obsessing on it when you get effed up. Everything's a disaster. Here is the advice. And this is coming from a billion guys that have been through this. You cannot do anything to make the pain go away. The only thing you can do is not put on 40 pounds and lose your job. You must move forward. You must just keep going forward. Do well in your work. Do well in whatever your pursuits are. Do well with your other relationships, you know, your friends and all that kind of stuff. Don't alienate your family and just keep moving forward.
It's very hard for me because I've always been very shy.
I know. Listen, another relationship is not going to fix things immediately. Yeah. You need to move forward in your life. You understand?
Yeah. You need to be doing things that are more gratifying.
That's
for you,
right.
A fuller sense of yourself. But
there you go.
Yeah,
all that
you
good
know,
stuff.
Damien really sounds depressed. I mean, if I talked to Adam when he was 22, I would have called him airstrike in.
What do you mean?
You know? You would have been so depressed and so self-destructive.
You would have done a doctor-assisted mercy killing on me.
Yeah.
Probably would have just put a pillow over my head and suffocated me.
You know, I would like to remind Damien that there is help. He doesn't have to suffer with this depression.
Well, look at me. I was miserable, and now I'm just generally displeased.
Yeah.
See? So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, generally unhappy, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for backing that up there, Drew. I think Lindsay and Bonnie are both here from Grosse Pointe, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, we're going to bring them in the studio. And Drew, you hang tight over there in St. Louis, and we'll be back after this. Both here from Grosse Pointe, Sunday night, 9:30 on the WB. And there's tonight was the big finale, big season finale. There's a website, and basically, here's what we're trying to do with Grosse Pointe. This is a good show that not enough people are watching.
It's a great show.
I mean, this is a great show.
Fabulous show.
That not enough people are watching. So
it's pretty much the best show ever.
It's the best show on TV.
Right. After The Man Show.
After the second right. only to The Man Show.
That is not saying much.
How dare you chime in, Drew? And we got to get more people to watch this show because it's a good show. And I'm going to give out the... Now, if I give out this web address, what good is this to people?
It's kind of like a Save Grosse Pointe petition where
I see.
they're really paying attention to the people that do sign on and write in. And it's kind of like a letter campaign, how letters save Party 5.
Right.
So we're
right.
trying to do the same thing with Grosse
and
Pointe.
And also, too, they're giving away a contest. If you go to the WB site, you can answer a certain amount of questions, and you can win a guest spot on Grosse Pointe next season.
But not if the show doesn't come back.
Well,
so.
That's the fine print. We don't need to talk about the fine print, but all we need to talk about is you get a free wardrobe and a free trip for a friend.
Yeah.
Really?
To Hollywood, yeah.
But you just stand around like you're grunge fan number five in the pit, right?
You're
grunge fan number five is very necessary to make the show work.
Listen.
It's true. It's true.
My first three jobs was extra work, okay? Let's not scoff
and
at
listen,
extra work.
I seriously, if you were getting that gig and you're in L.A. and you had an agent, you'd go on three or four. You'd have like three or four auditions.
Yeah, just for that.
They call you back. Like, you guys know the whole audition process. Doesn't it drive you nuts when you go out for a nonsense nothing part, like this girl at the end of the bar, and then they call you back a couple of times?
I was just the girl at the end of the bar and Bedazzled. That was actually the title.
But then you have to go back.
Girl
like,
at the end of the bar.
Like seven times?
Seven times.
The girl
screen tested, producer session, like.
Right. Yes.
No.
Yeah. Drew, how many times have I said this?
That you no longer go on auditions.
No, and that all casting directors can kiss my hairy Italian ass.
I've said that
a thousand times. And the last but not least, there's way too many people doing not enough in this town. And that's why they do it. You know what I mean? What I mean is they wouldn't have time for this if they were understaffed and underpaid like everyone else in the world. They have too many people, too much money, so they have girl at the end of the bar come back for a seventh callback.
Right.
Which is good, total nonsense and a waste of your time, but they know everyone's desperate,
but
they're going
to
do it.
It makes you feel good to know that 200 girls auditioned to be that blonde girl at the end of the bar. There were 200 blonde girls at that audition.
And you sat better than any of them.
Yes.
Eric? Caller Eric?
Yes, I'm on the phone right now.
Yes, you're 22.
Yeah.
You're 22 years old?
What's backing up near you, Eric?
I'm at LAX. I'm at work, actually. I'm a security guard.
Yes, and there's some van that's thrown into reverse there.
Yeah, you can tell, huh?
Yeah.
You're not working the airport security, though, right?
No. I work in a warehouse, and I really don't do anything anyway, so...
Right.
All I do is listen to the radio all night.
Good times.
I like that job.
What's up there, Eric?
I always have a problem trusting my girlfriend. I mean, I think it has to do with my ex-girlfriend. She cheated on me. And I don't know. My girl just tells me to trust her now.
Well, listen, why shouldn't you? Has she ever done anything to
Have
mislead?
I ever done anything?
No, she ever done anything.
No, she hasn't done anything. She just had a baby like 4 months ago.
Oh, boy.
You guys have a baby together?
Yeah, we have a baby together.
And what, have you ever done anything? You ever cheated on her?
No, I've never cheated on her either, but my ex-girlfriend has. I don't know, I have a problem trusting chicks now.
How long ago was that relationship?
How long ago? With my ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
It was probably about a year before I got with her.
How long ago was that?
Hold on, he can't hear over Steven Tyler in the background there. You listen to Aerosmith? Hey, Eric, is that Aerosmith?
Aerosmith? Yeah, it's on another radio.
Yeah, I can hear it in the background.
Sorry about that.
That's all right there, buddy.
How would we have known when it was you got together with your girlfriend?
I don't know.
Maybe I missed something.
All the time. I mean, ever since I've been with her.
Listen.
I want to know if it was 5 years ago.
Excuse me?
Okay. How long ago was it this girl cheated on you? What year?
It was in 99.
Okay.
Two years ago.
Couple of years.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, Eric.
Uh-huh.
This girl's never done anything to lose your trust. You will get her to do something if you keep bothering her. That is the sad irony. And let me just say this as a side note to the guy who had it in reverse with the beeping, because now if you put a goddamn big wheel in reverse, one of those sirens goes off, everything. You should just be like the big trucks had that beep, beep, beep. Now
everything
has one. And here's the deal. I would gladly take a couple dozen kids being run over and crushed to death a year not to have to hear that. Easily. It drives me insane. And here's, I mean, isn't that just Darwinism at its best? You know what I mean? Like, if you can't figure out when something is about to back over you, do we really need you here? Don't we need to eliminate those people? I swear to God, I've been woken up.
You sound like my mother when she came to visit L.A. and she heard the don't walk in Santa Monica. She heard the beeping.
But that's
she's
for...
She's like, what
for people that can't
who is that
see,
for?
Though?
I
that's,
said, Mom, these poor people are blind. So what? It's so loud.
Ooh.
What are they doing?
I'd like to hook up with your mom.
Yeah, you'd get along with her pretty good.
Sit around and complain.
A great humanitarian like yourself, Adam.
She'll be in town next week. I'll bring her
by. But listen, does the goddamn thing have to be so loud that people in the neighboring buildings realize you're in reverse? Or couldn't it just be the person who's standing behind the truck that hears it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How loud does that thing have to be? I mean, I hear these guys coming up my street. My house is 100 feet away from the street, and I can hear it very clearly.
I'm backing up now.
Let's just focus it a little more. And if you don't hear it, well, fine. That's one less screwball we got to deal with. Janelle?
Ooh, ouch.
Thank you. Janelle, you're 15.
Yeah. When I was about 7 years old, my cousin molested me. Like, he would just, like, lock me in his bedroom with him and just, like, try to do stuff to me. And about 2 weeks ago, my little sister told me that he's been doing the same thing to her.
How old is he now?
He's about 17.
So he's 2 years older than you are?
Yeah.
And you never told anybody?
No. And so after my sister told me, he's still trying to do stuff to her. And
How old is your little sister?
She's 13.
Okay, so he's 17, she's 13.
Yes. Yeah, so
and you don't have any more contact with him that way?
No.
Okay.
You've got to tell your parents. You've got to.
Well, I tried telling my mom, and she would just ignore it. Like, she's just like, oh, Well, it's not that big of a deal. You know, I think you guys are over-exaggerating. So we told my aunt, and she doesn't have any kids, and me and her are, like, really close. And she told me that his dad used to try to do stuff to them when they were littler.
Oh, my God.
And
Janelle, he didn't try. He did it, I'm sure.
And so I don't really know what to do because, like, my grandpa and my grandma are dead, and my mom and my aunt, like, they'll never talk about their parents. And whenever me or my sister or anyone really try to mention that, they just sort of, like, shush it off and change the subject.
Well, right. I bet grandpa was a real gem, too.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, because, of course, his mom's sister picked this a-hole, right?
Right.
That, no, that sexually abuses
uncle.
His kids.
Yeah, but this is their brother.
It never exists in a vacuum. Somebody gets the ball rolling, and then the family just goes down that horrible path.
Yeah.
And the women become attracted to guys who are abusive, and then it starts this whole cycle. And their kids abuse, and the victims become victimizers, especially
right.
if they're guys. Right. It's a real mess. See why we got to get rid of some of those beepers and the reverse thing? We could run over a lot of our problems.
Could you give her that child help phone number that's on the side of the console there?
Oh, Christ, it's all the way on the other side. Do I got to get up
3 inches?
You want me to do it for you?
Yeah, could you? I mean, no.
Give me a job.
Let me see. All right, I'm going to go over to where Drew's chair normally is. Now, so the number one priority is getting help for yourself and your little sister.
Right.
Now, your dad is where, Janelle?
Oh, my dad left before I was even born.
And he has no contact with the family.
Mm-mm.
That's probably good news.
Yeah, because I'm sure he's a huge prick. And then your mom is not listening. She's in denial because this happened to her at some point, right?
Right.
And so the only sane person is her sister, right?
No.
One of her sisters.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, she only has one sister.
She has one lesbian sister?
No.
No, her sister was married to the abusive a-hole.
No.
The guy that abused the kid.
No, she wasn't.
My cousin who does this stuff, his dad is my mom's brother.
Ugh.
Okay.
So there's my mom, her brother, and her sister.
Yeah, your mom's sister's sort of the voice of sanity.
Yeah, like she's not married and she doesn't have any kids and she goes to therapy and I never really knew why. And then when I told her about this, she told me that it's because, their parents died in a car accident when they were like kind of young. And then she also told me that it was because her brother tried to do stuff to her and her sister.
Right.
My mom.
Okay, so that's the one that's the person you have to enlist.
Mm-hmm.
The sister to help you. She's an adult and she's, you know, she's real normal in a relative way compared to the family. What number am I looking up here, Drew?
Child Help USA there.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, Janelle, you got a pen and pencil?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just get a pen.
All right.
Okay.
Drew, this is really hurting my back. I'm bent
I'm
over
sorry,
here.
Man. I know. It's really quite a stretch for you.
All right.
You're such a great humanitarian. You've
yeah, this is great.
So many useful suggestions for society.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is 800-422-4453. All right?
Okay.
It's either that or Dr. Hobby Lobby's Tyler, Texas Barbecue.
That's my favorite place.
Yeah, there's a rib place on there, too. So if you get a rib place, you call us back, all right?
Or she can go through the sister's therapist, the aunt's therapist.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
There. That's a wonderful plan. Bonnie Somerville and Lindsay Sloan are both here. Courtney and Marcy from Gross Point. Sunday nights, WWB, 9:30. They're doing a big contest to get a spot on the second season of Gross Point. If there is a second season, then that's the point. You got to log on to GP at talk.thewb.com. Is that good?
That's good.
Yeah. Just go to WB.com and find your way.
And figure it out.
Yeah. There you have it. We'll take ourselves a little break. Drew?
Yep.
Where were you getting up and going to the bathroom?
No, I was just dreaming about it.
Yeah.
Dreaming about us?
No, I was looking about it. You know, I was looking at our next call. Call 4. Let's do that one.
All right. We'll talk to Jeff, whose dad is cheating on his mom, and he wants to know how to rat his dad out after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Is it not?
It is.
Dr. Drew calling from St. Louis. Tired, right?
No, not at all, in fact.
No. Rejuvenated? Feeling good?
Yeah, I feel great.
All right. You going to be in here tomorrow night?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to look forward to that, Drew.
I'll bring you lots of greetings from your affiliates.
Thank you.
Whom you never visit.
There you go. That's right. Bonnie Somerville and Lindsay Sloan are both here from Grosse Pointe, Sunday nights, 9:30, WB. It is the best show on TV, second to the Man Show.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And it's important to keep good quality entertainment out there. So
you guys do want this to have a second season, don't you?
Yes, I
wouldn't equate it with the Man Show then. Not a good idea.
Well, Drew, you know, I'm
the
hard.
The Man Show got a second season.
How about
season?
Second to Loveline on television when it was at its prime?
Yeah, when it had a second season.
Yeah, listen, I'm hard at work on the next 26 episodes of The Man Show, so how dare you? We're in season number 3. Jeff, mm-hmm. You're 16. What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thank you. Well, my parents got divorced like a month and a half ago, and it was like, I don't really like my mom. I don't get along with her that much. She's difficult to deal with, and I mean, me, my brother, and my dad all had trouble dealing with her.
Why?
And why? I don't know. She's just a tough person to deal with, and she doesn't compromise at all on any things. And I don't know. My parents have been having problems for a while, and they got divorced about a month and a half ago or something. Mm-hmm. And my dad moved out. He only lives like 10 minutes away. And I recently got to choose most of the time. So I've been staying with my dad, but I've seen my dad go on the computer a lot, and then he was on a lot of my mom when they were together, and I looked at his past history, and he's been going to all these porno sites and dating sites, and he's been going for like years into the relationship with my mom.
Yeah.
I look back.
Yeah.
And, I've seen him on while he was with my mom, and
So the question is, was your mom a pain in the neck because of the way dad was behaving, or did your mom force him to start behaving that way?
She doesn't know about the other thing.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Twist a knife in her stomach?
No, well...
Why do you want to go back and do this?
Well, what am I going to do with my dad?
What do you mean?
We'll just let him
It's their business, Jeff.
It's their business.
Really, it's their...
Don't bust your dad's balls.
Yeah, their relationship had lots of problems. You probably don't know the half of them. And God knows they may have had an arrangement where it was okay to do this kind of thing.
That's right. They could have been swingers.
If you really have a really open relationship with your dad, you could talk to him about it, certainly, because it disturbs you. But you're not going to... Don't get involved in it. That's their relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. You do what me and Drew did with our parents once we turned 13 or 14. We were looking at strange alien beings who we were living with and tried not to pay any attention to them. Shouldn't you be trying to distance yourself from your parents around 13? Like, as soon as you get your first pubic hair, you should decide your parents are evil
and they're divorced
embarrassing.
Now, right?
Yeah, they're divorced.
So it's all your water under the bridge. Just let it go.
Yeah. True?
Yeah.
Did you punch up line one there?
I think I did. What is he there?
Do you know what you were thinking?
I screwed up a little bit. Is he there?
No, I think you screwed up a lot.
Did I hang up?
No, I don't know what you did, but I don't see any call on that line. Why?
Go to 2. Because there was a call there, and I.
All right, Natalia or Natalia?
Natalia.
Natalia. What's happening there, baby?
Hi. I wanted to tell the girls that, like, I really, really love the show.
Thank you.
And I was wondering that if you guys were going to, like, do any movies or anything, like...
Did you watch tonight, by the way?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Good. Well, how about it? We'll start with Bonnie. You have any movies planned?
Hopefully, yeah. Do you have any offers? Lindsay's in Bring It On. Did you see Bring It On?
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that was a year ago though. Did you see Bedazzled?
Oh, I missed that.
We just finished doing the show, so you know now we're starting to audition again, and hopefully, you know,
we got big offers, baby.
No, we're waiting for them. I'm kidding.
They're hoping to sign on here at Westwood One before they leave tonight.
Yeah, we'd like an offer for the Man Show, but it hasn't happened.
We're going to do the Woman Show.
Yeah. Play your cards right.
Are you guys eating popcorn or something in there?
No.
No, I'm smacking my spoon. Sorry, drinking coffee.
Okay.
Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. Not much. First of all, I want to tell you, Adam, you're a god.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Drew, I love you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Adam is a god. You don't know half of it.
Yeah. I really,
you don't know.
Some of my disciples came down to pay me a visit.
Adam has some fans here.
There are some fans here that are really just, they're freaking out right now.
He's like Michael Jackson in Europe right now.
That's right. That's right. If Michael Jackson had three fans, I would be just like him.
I hope he's not like Michael Jackson, because they're actually very young.
No, but the way, I mean, they're practically crying and throwing themselves at the glass.
Great. You know the most entertaining part about this entire thing? It's the look on producer Ann's face. the cross
disbelief.
Between shock, disbelief, and confusion that has entered producer Ann's face.
Dr. Drew, I got to say, I think you might be a little jealous if you were down here right now.
Yeah.
My concern for these young ladies would be overwhelmed.
Yes, you would be very concerned.
Yeah, the concern would overwhelm any jealousy, so.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 16. Go ahead.
My parents have been fighting off and on since, as long as I can remember. Never separated, not that I know of. And it's just continuously, when they're together, they're fighting. And my mom's talking to me all the time about, I'm afraid I'm going to die not knowing what true love is. And
it's not appropriate, Kevin. No.
What?
It's not appropriate. Listen, this isn't that your problem. They get something out of this relationship. That's why they're in it. And it's nothing to do with you. It's just them.
All right.
You shouldn't be intruded upon by their chaos.
Well, listen, we're stumbling onto a theme tonight with this, which is all you out there, your parents are doing what your parents would do if you were on the planet or weren't on the planet. It's sad, but you're not responsible for them.
Right.
And if you have a situation where it's chaotic and your parents are going at it, or someone's stepping out on somebody, or somebody's raising a voice to somebody, here's what you do. Shut your bedroom door, whack off, and go to bed. That's what I did. And then,
but that's what you do in response to everything, though.
Wait a minute.
You have something unique for this situation?
I live alone now. That's what I do. No, listen, you go to school, you get your grades up, you use it as incentive to move far away to college. And become independent quickly and get out of this sort of chaotic mire that you're living in, known as a home. Because I'm sorry, but you're in no position to fix them, and there's really nothing you can do. Just avoid it.
It's unfortunate they put you in that position at all.
Yes, and you can...
And hopefully don't look for a relationship that's similar to the one that you're living in right now. Please.
There you go.
Try not to recreate that chaos.
I'm a child of divorce, I can tell you. Try to break the chain.
Yes. There is something attractive about chaos when you come from chaos.
But there's also something attractive about peace when you come from chaos, if you can find it, so...
Right. We will... Drew?
Yeah.
You want to, let's talk to someone and then we'll go to break. We'll do
Christine,
a little,
line one.
What they call a tease in radio. Christine?
Hi.
27.
Right. I have actually two problems.
Mm-hmm.
And first I want to say I appreciate you both for what you do.
Thanks.
And I wish I could hear your radio station from where I'm at.
All right.
I'm calling right now from a garage so my husband doesn't hear me. We've been married for 8 years. And for the first year, our sex was great. And since then, it's been down the road, or down from there. And he prefers to masturbate now instead of have sex with me, which I understand masturbating is natural. But when is it not fair to me? Is my question.
All right,
question.
Adam, we got to get into this. So
yeah. All right.
Take the break.
Yeah. I mean, sex is good. It's, you know, it's just not the real thing. I mean, I've said that a few times.
I think it's not fair to you if you're not getting any.
I think the fact that you have to make this call, it's already at the point where it's not fair.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. We'll get
the fact that you're in a garage in Utah in the middle of winter.
And you're not masturbating yourself, then we need to talk to you.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, Christine?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't inhale any carbon monoxide or anything. Just sit tight.
Okay.
Sit on a nice thing of oily rags and have a cigarette and unwind. All right?
Have a cold beer.
Yes.
Speaking of cars and carbon monoxide, hear about Dale Earnhardt today?
Yeah.
Oh,
I heard that. I heard that he died.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah. We'll take ourselves a... That's a good one going into break, by the way, Drew. We can all mourn.
After that nice tease.
Uplifting.
Yeah.
Have a moment of silence.
Yeah. Let's all just think about Dale Earnhardt.
Not getting any, and Dale died.
Right.
It's not a happy day.
We will take a little break. Bonnie and Lindsay are both here from Gross Point, 9:30, WB Sunday nights. Take a break. We'll get back with Christine after this.
Loveline, fast growing outlaw radio show, North America. Yeah, that's radio.
Adam, you're impressing the ladies.
Woo!
Nice.
That is radio. The way I squeezed that all in right for the
show.
Right for the downbeat came back. Yeah.
You've got the fans crying.
Yeah.
You got that radio
literally
rhythm down.
I really wish you were here, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, true. You're really missing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really would be disturbing to me.
The girls are this close to they're in the swooning process as we speak, Drew. One of them
They're crying. They're actually crying
right
now.
One of them may have a heart attack before the night is over.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
it's like Michael Jackson honestly was in the building.
That'd be great.
You know, I spoke in Carnegie Hall with Michael Jackson on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, and you wouldn't believe how people throw themselves at him. I mean,
I believe it because I'm seeing it with Adam right now.
Right.
It is wild.
Picture one guy throwing himself at Michael Jackson. Now times that by three. That's what I got here.
That's right.
That's right.
Plus, me and Lindsay are trying to restrain ourselves.
Yeah.
It must be tough. I know, because you guys are getting caught up in the Adam Carolla fever.
It's hard.
The frenzy over here.
It's actually nice, because we don't seem as overt as we thought we would.
We're playing hard to get.
We're doing a great job of it, by the way. Oh, no.
Christine, the Utah caller, we lost.
No, Christine.
Call back.
Go have sex.
Bonnie Somerville and Lindsay Sloan are both here. Courtney and Marcy from Gross Point, Sunday nights at 9:30 WB. And, well, should we just move on to our next call then, Drew?
Yeah, Stephanie is already potted up there.
Stephanie?
Yes.
You're 23. What's up?
Yes. My question is the morning after pill a safe method for birth control?
What do you mean by that?
Instead of, like, taking the pill every day, just after sex, just take one pill to
prevent.
No.
That's not adequate. It is, first of all, it's not nearly as effective taken that way. Indeed, it acts, the mechanism by which it prevents a pregnancy is the same when it's taken after sex, and people don't understand that. It's exactly the same. However, it's not as effective taken that way. And if you find that you're taking morning after contraception repeatedly, that means you're not properly attending to your contraceptive needs. And that's the time to sit down with your doctor and talk about that.
It's also only for emergency contraception, really.
Yeah, well, that's what it's called.
If you have 72 hours, and if you think that you could get pregnant during that 72 hours, then you have something that you can use, but...
Bonnie, you're hip to the morning after scene.
I know about the morning after pill.
I've also heard that it makes you very ill, so it doesn't seem like that would be a
It makes you sick because it's like birth control times, you know, the hormones that you get from birth control times four, so you do feel very sick. But it is good if you think you could be pregnant and it's an unwanted pregnancy and you know for sure that you have 3 days and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not mistake it. It is not a pregnancy.
Right.
It prevents pregnancy. And plan B, which doesn't have all that estrogen, really doesn't cause the nausea. So if that's a concern for you, plan B will give you the same protection without the nausea.
But it's not for an everyday use by any means.
No, definitely.
Well, it's not for, in other words, it's not contraception. It's an emergency alternative if you aren't able, you hadn't been for some reason properly protected, but get properly protected if that's what you need.
All right, let's speak to Stanley, who's 23. Stanley?
Hi, guys. This question is more for the Gross Point girls. I've been dating a girl for about 6 months. Beautiful girl, Brazilian. I'm drop dead. Everything's great. I think she's a clean girl.
Sure.
However, I have an issue of when we get intimate and I go, you know, maybe down to perform oral sex on her, it's more of a turnoff because of, I don't know if you would say maintenance, but there's just some things down there that I'd like to see happening that aren't.
And why exactly is this more for the Gross Point girls than for Adam and Drew?
Because we're ladies. We have more maintenance.
What is the maintenance issue referring to?
Are you talking about pubic hair or smell, or what are you talking about?
Can these ladies go to finishing school, Adam?
Yeah.
Talking about feminine odor, and how should I bring it up to her? I mean, have you guys ever encountered this, or is there a certain way to bring it up? I mean, are there certain moves I can do to let her know?
Well,
anything other than you got your stank on would be good.
It's a coincidence that the Gross Point girls are here, because this is going to be covering an upcoming episode.
Exactly.
A very controversial episode, yes.
A very special Gross Point.
Titled Stinky Foo-Foo.
Well...
Okay, titled Not So Feminine Feeling.
We get this question all the time, and as guys, we do our best to try to navigate through it. But what would be the only acceptable way a guy could bring this up to you?
And let's put it in the context of the fact that it usually means there's an infection present.
It is your girlfriend, right?
Oh, hold on. Let me get him back. His line was
bad. Really hot.
Yeah, she's hot. Right. Okay. It's funny. You know, it's funny, guys, when they're talking about a girl and there's something wrong with her, they'll always keep working the hot thing.
Hot, like they go, he said she's a beautiful Brazilian babe. Yeah.
She's really hot. She tried to kill me. She's really hot. She's married
hot.
To a couple guys.
She slept with my brother. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Her vagina smells like jerk chicken. She's really hot. She's so hot. You know, it's like, yeah, because if she wasn't hot, we'd say, just kill her in her sleep. But since she's hot, we'll have to see if we can salvage this one. So what would you,
I think this is a very touchy subject. I think a lot of girls are very sensitive about this already. So.
Definitely. But what would be, as a female, the most acceptable way you could hear this news?
Adam, tell them what you normally tell them.
I will.
Advices.
Okay, let me give you my angle on this one. Okay, and I think this is going to work on both of you later. Here's how it goes. I shouldn't even give it away, Drew, in case I need it later.
Now we're going to know the line.
All right, you know my move. No, here it is. Honey, I noticed a little, now, you don't say bad, even odor's not good.
Mm-mm.
I noticed a special smell coming from your special area, and I'm concerned, because I care about you very much, and I was listening to Loveline, and somebody called in and was talking about this, and Drew, Dr. Drew, said it could be an infection, and he was worried, and he said that the girl should get checked out, and I'm wondering if maybe you have an infection, and I care about you, and I worry about you, and I think you should get checked out, because I don't want anything to go wrong with you down there.
At this point, you've gone on way too long.
Too much talking.
Way too much talking.
You shouldn't have said infection twice, Adam.
At this point, she's already crying, saying, you think I smell?
Baby, I love you so much.
Yeah.
I just, I hope there's nothing wrong, and I just want to, you know, see a doctor. See if we can, I have a doctor, a mafia doctor I'd like to look at. He drives a van. As a matter of fact, he's out front now.
I think
Dr. Bombay.
Right.
If it's your girlfriend, hopefully, if you're in a relationship, you would be able to say, honey, is there something wrong? Yeah, it smells kind of funny and it never really smelled before.
What about this angle? How about this one? Same. It's a slight variation of the same angle, which is, I never noticed it before and something has changed. And I'm wondering if you got an infection.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely,
that, right?
You know, if you've been having a relationship with her for a while, but what if it's, you know, the beginning? And is it possible that it's not an infection, that some girls just smell different than others?
Oh,
yes.
It's possible. Adam, please. It's possible. Do you have some personal experience, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes, it's possible that somebody may not appreciate someone else's normal odor, but if it's... And it should be considered infections or proven otherwise.
But what's so amazing to me is most men don't know that.
No,
I mean, when I hear
men talk about women that smell, they think it's totally normal to have an overpowering fishy smell, and it's like, no, that's really not normal.
Yeah, and men like take advantage. They make fun of the women for that,
right?
Like,
oh, and they think it's normal, and it's like, no, if it's overpowering, there's something wrong.
All right, so come from the health and concern angle.
Health and concern, you have to say something because it's scary.
Yeah, you'd be all right hearing that.
And if not, if it's just her natural smell, maybe, you know, make a shower part of foreplay to calm that down a little.
Good.
Thank you.
That is a good idea.
Christine is on the line. She's 27 and she's back, right?
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah.
What's up there, Christine?
Okay, well, as you knew, my question.
Yeah.
What it was.
Yes, you and your husband married for how many years?
8 years.
And it was going great the first year.
It was going great the first year.
Sexually, and now it's dropped off.
Oh, severely.
You got married at 19?
Yeah.
And he would prefer to masturbate than be with you.
Yeah, he's hinting to it. The reasons he gives, he says sex is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's preoccupied.
Bad sign.
With stress.
How's the rest of the relationship going?
Other than financial stresses, we just were in a big blowout tonight over it, financial stresses.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to take away the phone and everything else, you know.
Well, if times are tight, you can't have this kind of extravagant luxury such as a
running
phone.
Running water and the phone.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know what to do. I mean, he's stressing so bad. I don't know if it's considered mental abuse when he's starting to lay the stress over on me almost every day.
Well, what's he do for a living?
You're going to hate this, Adam.
Roofer?
He's a truck driver.
No.
But he's not your stereotypical, no matter what.
No, he's worse.
Is he doing speed?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even smoke cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
Or drink.
All right. Sure.
All right. Absolutely.
How often do you get the sex?
Now it's maybe once every couple weeks, maybe once a month.
Yeah. Have you had any kids recently?
No, he doesn't.
No, he's the one falling off, not her.
Yeah, no, I'm asking if there's something up with her physically or, you know.
No,
now.
She's fine. Oh, I see what you mean.
Would you shut up, you idiot? He's looking at her like mama or something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there's none of that going on.
No, I feel unattractive now because of this.
No.
Very low.
No, baby, that's not you. You're as hot as you ever were, which is however hot you were. I don't know how hot that is. The deal is all right, you guys get a little counseling, and I know you don't have money for that.
Right.
So what can they do, Drew? I mean,
I'm still trying to figure out what the problem is.
I would masturbate, but I was always taught not to. That wasn't.
Who taught you that? Who taught you that?
Well, my grandparents and my mom.
Is there
they
a special?
Taught you that?
Yeah, they're from Denmark. They're real strict.
Yeah, but what do you mean they taught? They didn't give you a special technique for not masturbating. They just said don't do it, right?
They just said, you know, never touch there. That's not the thing to do.
Okay.
The whole thing.
All right, but you now realize you're idiots, right?
Yeah, but now
go ahead.
I can't seem to enjoy it. So I feel if he's doing that to relieve stress or whatever,
yeah.
Then when.
No,
do I
listen.
Get anything?
Listen, Christine, you guys are all wrapped up about sex, but that's not the crux of the matter.
That's
here.
Not the big deal. No.
He's pulling out of the relationship.
Okay.
For some reason, this
masturbatory shell he's withdrawn into is his own, and he's pulling himself out of the relationship.
Okay. I get the sense that there's something up with him, like he's depressed or he's on speed or something to really make him. Unable or have his libido drop off so profoundly.
It's definitely money. I mean, he stresses.
No, it's ridiculous.
But maybe he's so depressed about that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think that's just an excuse or a byproduct of something else.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, poor people do the most humping. That's why the world's turning into a dump, by the
way.
It's all the poor folks who can't afford having families or having the biggest families. So it's the money and sex thing, that doesn't equate.
Okay.
You see what I mean? That's as much free entertainment as a guy's going to get.
Yeah, that is
true.
Well,
I told him I was on the phone with you guys, and he's the one that got me to listen to you guys, and he won't even get on the phone.
You can't get him to the phone.
Do you bring it up a lot, the fact you're not having sex?
I try not to, but it does end up coming up.
All right, so Christine, here's what you got to do.
Okay.
And he'll probably freak if you keep putting it in the context of sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just talk about the relationship.
And okay. I think he's depressed. I really do think he's significantly depressed.
I do too. But I mean, you need to say, listen, you want this relationship to keep going. You have to put some effort in. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about communication. And if you don't, then say it. So you know where you stand and you know where to go. He's got to step up.
Yep.
Giselle?
Hi.
You're 16. What's up?
Nothing. I'm a little nervous, but I just want to say, Adam,
mm-hmm.
You're totally hot.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you since I was, like, 12.
Well,
there's a theme tonight.
Where are you tonight?
Join the line, sister.
Where are you?
I'm in San Francisco.
Oh.
And I just want to say to Drew, you're, like, my role model.
Oh.
I want to be, like, a nurse, and he's just, like, the greatest. I'd
I'm
love
just
to
like a nurse.
Uh-oh.
I would.
Adam, you're hot, and Drew's
that's
hot.
Right.
Totally hot.
Giselle, let me tell you something. I don't want to blow my own horn, but if we took every girl that was into me in this area tonight and lined them up, they would go from the studio door almost to the front door of Westwood One, which is almost 18 feet.
Right.
So, I mean, it's almost out of hand
if
over
Bonnie
here.
If Bonnie and I were to lie down on the floor, we would reach the door.
We would
reach dare you.
All right,
Giselle, go ahead.
Well, I'm 16, and I met this guy through a friend of mine, April 14th in 2000, and it was her brother, and see, the thing is that I haven't been able to make a decision, because technically we've kind of been together for 10 months, and I'm totally, like, in love with him, and there's been some issues, and my friends have actually kind of witnessed some episodes, and I think I've been in
absolute denial about some things, but...
What episodes?
Well,
what
like, things? There's been times where he has, I guess you could say, been physically abusive, and there's been times where I've been like, okay, I'm done, I'm over with this, you know, I deserve better, life's too short not to have one.
All right, hold on, how old is he?
He's 18.
And what did he do that could have been physically abusive?
Well, there's been times where, I mean, if you wake him up and he does not want to be woken up, there's been times where he will just start yelling and he'll kick, he'll hit, he'll do, he'll whatever. He'll just get very physically abusive, I guess. And there's been times where he's choked me. I mean, I guess I've, like, blocked some of it out, but, I mean, if I was...
Why? Where have you learned to be such a victim? What happened to you growing up? How can you block out victimization like that?
I guess I have put thought into it. I have been in therapy and stuff for you know, like, anxiety and depression and things, but, I mean, clearly, I guess possibly it could have been maybe growing up with my grandmother for a short time. She was very abusive to my mother.
She's physically abusive to your mother?
Physically abusive to my mother. She adopted the three children, and my mother happened to be adopted, and her sister, and the two girls were the only ones that were physically abused every day at, like, 5 o'clock.
Really? What is she, Italian?
My grandmother that adopted them, she's Mexican.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Exactly, I know.
Yeah, I knew it was one of them.
I know, yeah.
Did somebody do something to you, though, directly?
I would have said Irish, but...
They're drunk and passed out by 5.
Yeah. My family's 6:30.
I mean, I've talked about it with my mother, but I think that everybody feels like they got the rap and I got nothing. But growing up, it was very hard because she liked to... When I was young and I had no opinion, that's when she liked me. But when I got to, you know, an age where I was wearing makeup and had an opinion, she no longer liked me.
All right. So, well, listen, let's stick to the matter at hand here, which is this a guy who strangled you and is taking some swings and kicks at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Yeah. You got to get out of this.
I have a very screwed up family. I thought mine was bad, but...
No, it's inexcusable. There's no excuse for that behavior. Unless he is in treatment for it, it's going to get worse.
No, he's not in treatment.
Shocking.
And I suspect he's doing a lot... Is he doing drugs and alcohol?
He is a chronic... I smoke pot smoker to me, and there is alcoholism in his family. His mother's clearly an alcoholic, and
really?
He had some episodes when drunk.
Really? I'll tell you. I swear to Christ, when I'm in charge, I'm going to take guys like this and tag them like they're some caribou or something.
Buffalo.
I'll just put a goddamn beacon on them. I'll just clip it right onto their ear. It'll have a corresponding number on it and a little transponder beacon. And I'll just keep an eye out. And if when they get out of line, we just come down on them with a hammer. That's it. Because think about it, this guy's 18. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How much trouble is this guy going to get into before he gets straight? Whose lives is he going to ruin? Is he going to have a couple kids? Is he going to beat on his wife a little bit? Is he going to kill some guy he works with?
And he's not going to stop.
No.
He's not going to stop pushing you and choking you.
Not trying to get any help. So, Giselle, just get out of this thing. You're 16.
You're too young.
Yeah, who needs this crap at 16? Michael?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
All my life I've pretty much never had a date or anything.
Yeah.
Or really any... girlfriend type.
I mean, I'll send one of my chicks over.
No. Interesting offer.
Yeah. Hey,
Michael, how come?
That's kind of why I called. I have no idea.
Have you asked someone out?
Yeah.
And what happens?
They just said, thanks, but I'm looking for someone else.
I see. And nobody says I'm looking for someone else. That's what your depressed mind hears. They just go, thanks. They make some excuse up. No, they did not.
Yeah.
Thanks, but I'm looking for someone else?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He's just farting in the phone?
No.
What the hell was that?
Static.
Okay. You start farting, and that's when the ladies come running. I love that. Hey, Michael, how many girls would you say you've asked out in your short life?
About one or two.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's nothing. You got to do a lot more than that.
All right.
You understand? It's like saying you bought in 2 lottery tickets and haven't won yet.
Those girls are just practice.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to show up at that crappy liquor store every day and plop down every penny you've made just to maybe get like a $5 scratcher.
Matt?
That's it.
That's true.
Matt?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
After I have sex and I go to the bathroom, it burns.
Mm-hmm. How long has that been going on for?
A couple months now.
Yeah, that's a STD, Matt. I mean, you got to get that checked out right away.
You've been having sex?
That is the sign of an STD, is when it hurts when you pee.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible that maybe it's just a non-specific urethritis, but be that as it may, this has to be treated. You can get a lot of complications. You can get narrowing of the urethra. You can get an abscess for it. It's going to be a big mess. Go see someone.
And you can infect the girl that you're with as well.
That's
probably already infected.
Yeah.
That's
you're with
right.
the same girl since the beginning. That may be where you got it. And women can carry
even if you
like,
don't pee on them, right, Drew?
And even if you don't pee on them, women can carry stuff like this and not know it. And chlamydia is the one that can be the most destructive because it continues to cause destruction of the tubes, even though they don't know they have the infection.
Hey, Drew. Huh. Do women's urethra? Does that urethra on the women ever narrow on the women?
Yeah.
They do?
Getting dilatations of the urethra, but theirs isn't as long, and so it, So along the course of it,
right.
men can get narrowing from infection and whatnot.
Right. And they fix it with that same graduated steel rod that they use on men?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Sometimes men, they use these steel, like, spikes.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
They go right up the urethra, right?
Yep.
How far in does that thing go?
All the way to the bladder.
That hurts.
Oh, really?
Oh, someone's had something there.
Who's had? Bonnie? Is that you?
No, I've heard that it hurts.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. A friend on men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my other partner had that. It was bad times. Actually, Drew did it. You just use a coat hanger, right?
You could have a urinary tract infection, maybe.
But again, a male, it's a little different with men that are having burning with urination. That is urethritis almost by definition, as somebody who's sexually active.
All right. Let's take ourselves a break. Who do you want to talk to when we come back, Drew?
We've talked to almost all of these.
Oh, we have?
All except for six.
All right. You mean Dan over here?
Yeah.
His girlfriend cheated on him and he has dreams of killing her?
That's a nice upbeat call to
Well, you know, boys will be boys. I mean, he's 14. Come on. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back with some of the folks from Grosse Pointe after this.
No, I've seen it many times.
I'll tell you, that is a engineering marvel, that arch. It really is. It's really spectacular. You want to just second that, Drew, or can
yeah,
we just
very
move
exciting,
on?
Adam. Thank you.
I really think it's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
You've never been to this town. The thing I like is the Union Station. This is just the coolest thing. This old train station they converted into a hotel.
Listen, everything is nice when you're from
everywhere
L.A.
else.
Yeah, because you know the biggest tourist attraction in L.A.? It's the La Brea Tar Pits. We have a hole that is in the center of town that is filled with tar.
And fake elephants
and
stuck
in it. We charge people to look at it.
But it's been there for millions of years.
I know, but if that were in any other town, it would be considered an eyesore. It's like someone say, we have to put sand over that thing.
It would be considered a swamp.
Yeah, just put it. Yeah, it's a
pit.
It is a pit that is filled with tar that is hardly a natural wonder. It really isn't. I mean, listen, all you people who've never seen the La Brea Tar Pits, next time you go to your garage, look at the floor. You see that big, you see where your transmission's been leaking? That's it. That's what we got. You see that moth that's stuck in it? There you go.
Yeah.
There you have it. And they go, well, listen, though, they're currently doing excavating there. You can go take a look at the excavation process as it goes on. So you walk through this other area, and you look in a hole, and there's a whole bunch of kids from UCLA that are just digging. Like, if you've seen someone dig a swimming pool, you've seen this.
Everything that's there.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
They're, like, throwing in chicken bones and saying the discovery.
Yeah.
And what is their prize sort of findings there?
Woolly mammoths.
They'll find nothing.
No.
Woolly mammoths.
You go into the wall of sort of display of what they found. There's 400 wolves' heads.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, a lot of wolves. Yes, these wolves ate some of the chicken carcasses after the guys were done barbecuing them in the mid-30s. All right, so nothing to see here, just a pit full of tar. Dan?
Hi.
You're 14.
Yeah.
Now, you've had dreams about killing your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
How long have you kids been broken up?
A couple of weeks now.
I see, and she dumped you?
Yeah.
And when you say dreams of killing her, what do you mean? I mean, in your sleep, or is it a fantasy?
Or do you have a plan?
No, when I'm sleeping.
When you're sleeping?
Yeah.
And when you wake up, how do you feel?
Kind of scared, but mad.
All right. You don't have any plan to carry these things out, right?
No.
And you have a previous history of violent behavior?
What?
You ever been violent with somebody?
Yeah.
Like who?
some kids from school sometimes.
You've gotten in some fights?
Yeah.
Ever been violent?
I'm getting a little bit of a sense here, Adam.
Like BS?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't believe me either.
Yeah.
You ever been violent toward a woman?
No.
There's a mason jar in this one.
Yeah.
There it is.
I knew there was something.
Yeah.
Why didn't we believe him?
The feeling wasn't there. He just too vague.
Yeah, he seemed like distracted or something.
Yeah.
He was making stuff up as he went. Have you ever been violent before? Yeah, to some people. Like what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean you hate to gloss over ones where you have a 14-year-old who's potentially
no, that was bogus.
Wanting
I guarantee
to
you that was bogus.
No, I know, but the point is if he was saying he got his nuts caught in a Cuisinart, we would have been on him faster. The point
you mean in
is
terms of the bogosity. Yeah,
yeah, you're dealing with a potentially life-threatening situation here, and you don't want to be so quick to judge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have
that's
to
why
pick
it took us 24
right,
seconds
but,
instead
you know,
of 12 seconds.
It's funny that we both started to come on to it at the same time, and yet there wasn't anything overt about the bogosity there.
It's just the feeling, just the gut.
Yeah, that is so weird. And it's, people talk about radio, and they're like, how can you make judgments, or how can you advise people, or how can you talk to people that you don't even see? But it's better. Your senses are more acute. If this guy was standing in front of us, we wouldn't have got the vibe as fast.
Right, that's true.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have kicked him in the nuts. Son of a bitch. Michelle, you're 19. What's up?
Nothing. Okay, here's the deal. I'm 19, and I haven't ever had, like, a really substantial relationship. And
good.
No,
it's healthy.
Not,
yeah.
Because I'm horny, and I want to be with a guy. I want something that's serious and, considerably long-term. But every time I get the opportunity and I'm attracted to him, I just don't let it happen,
I actually think that's protective. I think that's good. At 19, it's not always healthy to be in a very long-term,
yeah,
intense relationship.
Yeah, but she hasn't had anything.
Yeah, but she's not ready for it yet.
I've had boyfriends, but it hasn't ever been really serious.
Have you had sex?
No.
All right,
she's not ready.
Okay, well, slow down there, Drew, and stop projecting for your daughter. Let me just check a few things off the list before we label you sane. Is your dad okay?
Yes.
You ever lose anything growing up? People die tragically, anything like that?
Not really. I mean, like, I don't have the most functional family background, but, my parents got divorced when I was, like, 11.
Yeah.
And then my mom remarried, and he and my stepdad died 5 years ago.
Really?
But I wasn't really that close to him.
Yeah, but you've had two males, basically, in your life so far that have left.
Right. Well, even though, like, I see my dad on a daily basis.
Oh, you do see him on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, we have a good relationship.
Did you see him on a daily basis when he left when you were 11?
Oh, well, he didn't leave. They just got divorced.
Oh, I see. Just divorced. I see. Yeah.
Well, no, so it's
Adam, what made you think she left?
No, I know. My folks did that,
how
too.
How dare you?
Yeah, they draw that line down the center of the sofa. That's your side. That's my side. We're divorced. We put the masking tape down the middle of the house.
Table in between the beds like Lucy and Ricky.
Sure. I mean, the temerity of suggesting someone left just because I got divorced. All right.
She has reason to have some energy around guys, you know what I mean? But that may be helping her not get in a relationship, but it's not going to put a kibosh on
it. Well, hold on. I'd like to get to the bottom of this. Your dad did move out when they got divorced, right?
Yes, but I'm just wanting to clarify. It's not like he abandoned my family or anything.
No, but he had to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, the house.
Yeah.
And you guys then saw each other. You had, like, joint custody.
Right.
My mom had joint custody. She also had custody of a bong, too. She sat around and smoked weed when my dad divorced her. That was her joint custody. Write that down, Drew. Remind me to tell that to her next time I see her.
That's called bong custody, I believe.
Bong and
joint.
Joint, yeah. Bong custody. My dad got custody of some bad flares and some platform shoes. All right. So your dad moved out, but you guys saw each other.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, the divorce and then the stepdad dying could be a little something.
Give her some energy. But again, it's not so unhealthy.
Maybe you just haven't met the right guy yet.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. But I don't know. I just need to figure out how to, like, stick with it. Because when I have the opportunity and there's, like, you know how you have that good energy when you meet somebody and you know that, you know, things could work out and it's exciting and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then I just, like, I get scared and I don't, like, force myself to, you know, like, be with the person and get to know them so that we can get over, like, you know, the weird stages at the beginning so that we
All right, baby. I'm getting weirded out. Listen, next time you're with a guy, and this is for everyone in every relationship. You know what your tendencies, you know what your weaknesses are, you know what your pattern is. So keep an eye on yourself like you're watching yourself from some bank camera. And when it gets to that point in the relationship where you find yourself doing the things you inevitably do in every relationship you've ever had, try to get outside yourself, watch yourself, stop yourself and realize what you're doing instead of just going on autopilot. Right. It's hard to do at 19, but she's calling. She realizes what she does. When she gets to that stage, stop and keep going.
And also learn to enjoy that beginning scary, nervous, weird part, because it's always like a great part of the relationship if you can just step back and try to make a good time out of it.
I call that the non-farting period.
That's really all it is.
That's the NFP. It's the non-farting period. Yeah.
Be
that
fair.
Lasts
you
about
it,
3 days.
What? You call it the painful non-farting period.
Yeah. That's the painful non-farting period of
but
the
Bonnie
relationship.
But Bonnie and I have made a pact that we're not going to have those periods in relationships anymore.
Right. No, we go right to the
right
gas.
To the farting right away.
Good time.
And also, don't be too hard on yourself about it. I mean, you are 19. You know, you have so many years of toads to kiss before you meet your prince, so.
That's right.
Adam, I think Lindsay likes the man show.
Boy, that was Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie.
Yeah.
No. Lindsay was the one that made the fart comment.
Oh, yeah, I made the fart comment.
Lindsay should be on the man show.
We talk about many things.
You like gas?
People have it. I just think it's wrong for people to deny that they have it.
We were just talking about ass blowout about 5 minutes ago, so that's...
As a band once said to me less many years ago, one of these bands that has come and gone over the years, said, what is not funny about it? It comes out of your ass, it smells funny,
it sounds funny. I still laugh every time. I'm like a child every time
Adam,
I hear her smell a fart.
Adam,
it's funny to me.
Yeah. This is your dream woman.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to tell you, and this is, I mean this, no offense to Lindsay, but part of the satisfaction I get from farting on someone is the reaction.
Is the offense that it causes in women?
Farting on someone, does that mean that you tickle a girl and hold her down and fart on her head?
Not necessarily on her head, but near her head,
Adam,
theoretically.
It's so sick, but I have to agree with you.
Without that shocking guffaw, it's not enjoyable for you.
Something gratifying about this, that disgust.
Yes, let me just share this with you very quickly. My other partner, Jimmy Kimmel from The Man Show, loves farting. I mean, that's one of his number... Above his... He has two kids. He likes farting more than his kids. That's his number one joy in life. And there's a guy by the name of Don Barris, a big husky bald guy who hangs out with us at times, who has a comical reaction, a bizarre, you know, almost like a Three Stooges type reaction whenever Jimmy breaks wind. I mean, he yells, he runs in circles, he's nauseated, he can't believe it, and Jimmy is so delighted to see Don's huge reaction that we both realize that we now try to fart more around Don because of his great
reaction,
like vaudevillian type reaction. You see? And if you have
Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I find it highly offensive.
Oh, good, good.
Mostly
right.
When it's in the car or in an enclosed area where there's nowhere for me to go. But if we're in an open area...
And then we try to put it off on someone else.
Lindsay, slow down. Adam's getting a little excited here.
Slow down. Oh, my God. I'll tell you, I took a van ride with Jimmy and eight guys two nights ago, and it... Drew,
oh my God.
Drew, it was devastation.
Could it be a medical problem with Jimmy? Like, does he need some help?
His dad was a world-class gasman, and apparently Jimmy has the same thing. He claims his dad was that one. Drew, you're a doctor. All right, well, anyway.
Yes, it is heritable. The bacteria that colonize the colon that create the methane can be a familial trait.
It is. Okay, good, good.
And my daughter's kind of got it. I'm counting on it protecting her from guys. And on the other hand, it might sort of really, it might attract them.
And then God willing, Jimmy's son Kevin has that too. Pablo, we can only keep our fingers crossed. He's too young right now to know. Pablo, you're 16. Oh, boy.
You're a really great comedian.
Yes, thank you.
And I just my girlfriend.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Pablo, give it up.
Yeah.
All right. She's she cuts herself on the wrists a lot and cuts herself all over the body. And during sex recently, she's been biting on my arm really hard and drawing blood.
Hold on. Drew, do you not believe him?
No. It got a little better there. I'm going with it this time. It's just his attitude.
Maybe he was nervous.
Floating around that vibe too. All right, keep going, Pop. She bites on your arm. All
right, and then I tell her to stop. You know, you're hurting me, and she still just keeps going. And I really don't know where this behavior is coming from because.
Wait a minute. Now I'm back in bogus.
Back to bogus.
Yeah.
Why? It was too well thought out, and then to not understand where it was coming from, in spite of giving us all the right detail, that didn't work.
All right, Pablo, we don't believe you.
Because what you guys look for usually is, you know, the
mason jar.
But for some reason, I haven't noticed any of that.
Pablo, hold on. We don't believe you. Let's address that for a second, all right?
All right, I'm sorry, because I'm really nervous. This is my very first time calling. So.
Drew?
Okay, we'll stay with him.
All right. All right, so.
What was it you haven't found with her?
But I haven't found any problems with her family. You know, she's got a loving family. I've never seen any depression in her or anything.
Uh-huh. And she's a cutter.
Yeah.
And yet this loving family has never taken her to a psychiatrist?
I don't know.
Pablo.
I've been with her for 3.5
weeks.
Not
fitting. Doesn't fit.
How long have you been with her?
3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks? Already. How old is she?
Well, she's 15 and a half.
How tall is she?
She's like 5'5".
Yeah, how much
you're already
does she
having
weigh?
Sex with her.
She weighs like 135, I think.
Alright.
You're already having sex with her after 3 weeks, and she's 15. She's a cutter.
Yeah.
And you've already, after 3 weeks, had sex and done a full interview to see whether or not there's any family issues.
Oh, boy. If this is true, and I don't really believe it.
I don't either.
But if it's true, and there's people out there who cut on themselves, you have to contain them. If you're having sex with somebody who wants to be whipped, don't whip them.
And if she's biting and cutting, she needs help. That's a sign of a very serious psychiatric problem. And if she doesn't have caretakers, you need to help her get to one.
All right. Bonnie and Lindsay are both here from Gross Point. WB Sunday nights at 9:30. True?
Yeah.
You holding up okay over there in St. Louis?
I'm great. Right. St. Louis is a wonderful town.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Mark L. Wahlberg, the host of Temptation Island, will be in a little bit later this week. Also, Bob Guccione Jr. to apologize for his whole AIDS isn't caused by HIV allegations that he made 5 years ago in one of his magazines.
It drove me insane.
That's right. Well, why don't you confront him when you see him?
Oh, we did it last time, and he was very elusive. I'll try it again.
All right. And Bob's on here doing what, Ann? Looking for the perfect woman? Really? Oh, is it for Perfect 10 magazine or? Oh, for Gear magazine. All right. Fantastic. You think he's going to find the perfect woman here? Is that his plan? All right. We'll see if we can work that out. I have three of the most perfect women ever born in the next room.
He might have tonight.
They're looking to. Yes. They're looking to shower me with praise. But listen here, ladies.
Wow. They just started bouncing.
Yeah, you got to simmer down a little because when Anderson says 30 seconds, that means I got to get back to the studio and do the show, right? Anderson, give that 30-second call about 5 minutes before I need to be back in the studio, right, buddy? All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Bonnie Somerville and Lindsay Sloan are all here from Gross Point
on the
Sunday
double
night.
Where's that?
On the WB.
The Dancing Frog Network.
That's right. 9:30. Yes, Drew. Yes.
Can I use, you know, that tape you have of from Primate Theater, The History of Man, where you got the monkeys lighting their farts on fire?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Can I use that at the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus show?
You want to show it?
I want to show it.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
I've actually seen that and experienced that in person.
Because Adam will do it for you if you wish.
Yeah.
But it to me it's such a defining sort of element between male and female senses of humor. And men laugh till they cry at that. Women just don't get it.
I never laughed as hard in my life as I did the night that I saw a guy light his fart and almost burn his head off.
His head.
It literally was like a dragon. It was like a blue dragon, like almost in slow motion, that came up out of his crotch. up to his head, and it was almost like, no. And as he leaned back, I never laughed so hard.
That's great.
Because I didn't think it could be done.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't believe him. And
come on, Adam.
Let me tell you something. I had my my roommate, the Wheeze, light a cigarette off of a fart.
No.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. One of yours, yes?
No. Yes. Impressed, ladies?
Yeah. Where's the Wheeze right
now?
Where's he? He's spoken for the Wheeze, but he's quite a gentleman.
Adam, careful. You might be giving them too much information.
Yeah.
All right. Are you the Wheeze?
No. Drew, listen, if you want that tape, you just call in around at the Man Show, right?
All right, I'll get it. Thanks.
Can you figure that out?
I can figure that out.
All right there, buddy. Let's talk to Ben, who's... were we going to talk to Ben? I didn't have anything sold, did I?
No.
Ben, you're 15. What's
up? Six is what I was going for there.
What's up, guys?
Let's see if we can move forward here. You slept with... you slept over at your friend's house and he made sexual references toward... Oh, he came on to you, your friend did?
Yeah, basically.
How old is your friend?
Same age, 15.
And what did he do exactly?
We were kind of, he was lying in his bed, and I was lying down on the floor, and he was just like, hey, do you ever think about getting with a guy? Do you ever think about touching a guy? Do you ever wonder what...
Why does everything sound bogus to me tonight?
Yeah.
Everything.
I don't
everything.
Know, because every 15-year-old jack-off in the United States is calling the show tonight.
That was
Where
a, that
are the
was
Gross Point fans?
That was a fake call. Another
yeah.
One.
Yeah. Well,
that
listen.
That does happen.
It does happen.
It does, but he wouldn't be so flippant about it.
Hey, you listen. You tell him you don't want to do it. Just like pretend you're a vegetarian, okay? And you go out to eat, and some guy wants to take a bite of a steak. You tell him you don't do it. That's what you do. His penis is the kielbasa. You're a vegetarian.
And yeah.
There you go.
We're going for some female callers now because women they aren't jack-offs. You know what I mean?
I know.
Women don't F around.
I know. Donna, I know. They don't have a sense of humor. Donna, you're 24.
Hey.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks,
hey.
Drew. What's up there, Donna?
Well, I met this guy in a bar a couple weeks ago, and we ended up going back to my house and having sex, and then I found out later that he had a girlfriend for 6 years, and I ended up, he had left a jacket or something over here, and then I took it back to him, and I basically blew him off, just kind of, like, forgot about him, and, like, I mean, I didn't really, like, want to make any kind of ties or anything with him.
Right.
I saw him again a couple weeks after that, and he acted like a complete a-hole to me, and I was just wondering if I mean, should I take, like, the vengeful...
Yes.
Well, Donna, you went to a guy. You went to a bar and picked a guy up and had sex with him. What exactly did you expect to marry the guy?
No. I didn't at all.
Okay, and so he had sex and he went his own way. Now you're a threat to him because he has a relationship, and so naturally now he's going to want to push you away. What is there to be vengeful about?
Oh, I just didn't. I don't know. I just thought that he would be cool with me rather than.
Well, I just want you to realize the consequences of your choices. I don't want you to feel. I don't want to blame you for it, but I mean that would be a sort of. What do you expect?
Well, yeah, this is pretty typical stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a long-term relationship. He's probably trying to pretend like he doesn't know you when he sees
exactly,
you now.
Exactly, exactly.
Just like Drew did for many years with his mistress.
And with you, Adam. And with you, Adam.
Oh, and me. And Donna, that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
All right, so it seems like you have feelings for the guy. Otherwise, you wouldn't want to exact your revenge on him.
Yeah, the lesson here is don't go to bars and pick up guys and expect anything other than a one-night stand. And maybe one-night stands aren't what you want.
Right.
All right, so just find another guy.
Okay. Not at a bar.
And don't sleep with him the first night.
Don't,
that's all. I mean, this guy's got a relationship, you know.
I wasn't wanting a relationship or anything like
that. Well, yes, you were.
Anna,
no,
please.
I knew that he had a girlfriend and everything, and I was like...
Okay, then what do you expect, then? He has a long-term... What are you expecting, then? You don't want a relationship. What do you want?
I don't know. I just wanted to be, I guess, treated like with some kind of, like, respect or something.
But what do you mean? I mean, where'd you see him again?
Well, I was invited to a party, actually, that he was there at.
Yeah, probably his girlfriend was there, too.
I have no idea.
You're very threatening
to him. Of course she was there, and he was scared assless and pretending like he didn't know you.
Yeah.
All right, well,
play hard
on.
To get if you want some respect.
And you said you went over to his house after he slept over?
No, I dropped his stuff off at work, because he left something here, and I...
Right. He probably freaked out.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Listen, the only problem with this whole thing is you not admitting that you want a relationship or even, you know, are hurt that this guy did this. That's
well,
what's going on.
Well, I think it's crappy. I mean, I thought in terms of, like, well, if that was me, I wouldn't want my boyfriend to do that to me.
you know.
Yeah, I understand.
What are you going to do?
You know? So what are you going to do? Fix every guy now?
No.
Yeah, exact her revenge on her behalf?
No.
All right, yeah. Here's all I'm saying. Listen, everybody. Everyone does something under some sort of righteous umbrella that is BS, and it drives me nuts. I've heard people say stuff like, you know, any guy who leaves his car window open in a public parking lot deserves to have his stereo ripped up. You know, that kind of stuff. That's nonsense. No one deserves anything. You understand? You don't have to fix anybody. You're hurt that this person was not interested in you, that they had a one-night little liaison, and then they went their own way, and now you've rationalized it.
Right.
You're going to help him. You're going to fix her. You're going to do whatever. You deserve this. Please, be honest with yourself, everyone, and do question your motives, and then stop and question them again, please.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go shoot up, jack off, and nail some underage chicks.
We'll enjoy.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Hey, Drew?
Hey, I'm going to get that monkey farting lighting tape from you.
Call me at the office tomorrow buddy.
Wait, is it literally a monkey farting?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you seen the one with the monkey that sticks his finger up his ass and then smells it and falls off the tree?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
Thank God for the internet.
This is way funnier. Way funnier.
I have to get a copy of that tape then.
All right. Gross Point, everyone. Sunday night, 9:30, WB. Drew.
Right into the WB, people.
That's right. We will just go on the WB website and find out about Gross Point,
save
about how
show,
you can be
show
on the show and all that good stuff. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
We do appreciate it, Drew. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep.
Bye, Dr. Drew.
Bye.
Good night,
in the flesh.
Bye.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew and his three lovely young fans saying mahalo.